The Savior's Last Week. This Easter, take time to reflect on the Savior's life and sacrifice. The events of the Savior's life leading up to His crucifixion and resurrection can teach us a lot about His love for us. Each day during the week before Easter, think about how the following events in Jesus' life can help you in your life. As you do so, your understanding and love for the Savior will increase.
Anointing at Bethany. Matthew chapter 26, verses 3 through 13. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 through 9. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. When Jesus was having a meal with friends, Mary poured expensive ointment on His head. Some complained about the expense, but Jesus said, "Why trouble ye this woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this anointment on my body, she did it for my burial." Matthew chapter 26, verses 10 through 12. What gifts can you give Jesus? Do you know someone who is struggling? How can you be an instrument in God's hands to help them lift their burden? See Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40.
Triumphal Entry. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. John chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. Jesus left Bethany 5 days before the Passover and traveled to Jerusalem. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. What can you do to honor Christ? How can you share your testimony of Him with others?
Healing and teaching at the temple. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14 and verse 23. Mark chapter 11, verses 17 and 27. Luke chapter 19, verses 46 through 48. And John chapter 12, verses 42 through 50. Just as He had seen 3 years earlier, Jesus saw within the holy enclosure of the temple the crude and disgraceful buying and selling of goods. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple, and He healed them. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 and 14. We too can enter the temple when we are clean and pure. We can be healed by the Spirit of God found inside the temple. Consider making a commitment and scheduling dates to help you attend as often as your circumstances allow.
Last Supper. Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 29, John chapter 13, verses 31, through chapter 17, verse 26. During the Passover meal that Jesus spent with His disciples, the Savior instituted the sacrament, which is in remembrance of His sacrifice for us. And He took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, "This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you." Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. How do you remember the Savior when you partake of the sacrament? Watch a short video on this topic at lds.org/go/sacrament4ne.
Gethsemane, Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 45, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 41, Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane and kneeled down and prayed, saying, "Father, if Thou be willing, remove this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not My will, but Thine be done." And there appeared an angel unto Him from heaven, strengthening Him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 44. As you go through your trials in life, you can be assured that the Savior understands and will help you as you lean on Him. Are there struggles in your life, including things that you need to repent of, that you can give to the Lord so He can help ease your burden? See Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30.
Betrayal, trial, abuse. Matthew chapter 26, verse 45 through chapter 27, verse 26. Mark chapter 14, verse 41 through chapter 15, verse 15. Luke chapter 22, verse 47 through chapter 23, verse 25. And John chapter 18, verse 2 through chapter 19, verse 16. Jesus bore with patience the abuse that came during and after his trial. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with their hands. John chapter 19, verses 2 and 3. How can Jesus' example of love and compassion in the midst of betrayal, trial, and mistreatment help you through hard times of your own?
Crucifixion. Matthew chapter 27, verses 33 through 51. Mark chapter 15, verses 22 through 39. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 46. John chapter 19, verses 16 through 42. Jesus Christ willingly died on the cross as a ransom for us all. He taught his disciples, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. We owe so much to the Savior for his love and sacrifice for us. How can we express our gratitude to him? Consider the words of this song and how you can apply them to your life. Have faith, have hope, live like his Son, help others on their way. He sent his Son, Friend, January 2014, pages 30 through 31.
Last Supper. Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 29. John chapter 13, verse 31 through chapter 17, verse 26. During the Passover meal that Jesus spent with his disciples, the Savior instituted the sacrament, which is in remembrance of his sacrifice for us. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. How do you remember the Savior when you partake of the sacrament? Watch a short video on this topic at lds.org/go/sacrament4ne.
Sidebar. Seek to understand. If we seek to understand his atonement, we will come to a deep reverence for the Lord Jesus Christ, his earthly ministry, and his divine mission as our Savior. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Reason for Our Hope, Ensign, November 2014, page 7.
End of the article, The Savior's Last Week.